and if there was one in the area available, he would serve as a teacher, and then the children within walking distance of this house or building would attend the school set out in the middle of a field. Now, it could be a cultivated field or on the edge of a cultivated field, but they call it a field school.
And that was the sort of school that your mother
was? Yes.
What about your father?
Now that's, I declare I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure though he didn't go any further than the fifth, sixth, because I know he didn't graduate from high school.
Uh-huh. Well, what was his occupation? Was he a farmer?
He was a farmer. Well, he was a town farmer. He, after he and mother married, and they married real young. Mother was 18 and dad was 18, but just a little short of being the same age of mother. And having worked in the gins with his father, he was real knowledgeable in gin equipment, gin machinery. So he got a job with the gin manufacturing company in Columbus, and he traveled. He traveled all my all my childhood days up through the time I graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a fine salesman, that good a salesman, that a company he joined later, the Continental Gin Company in Atlanta, sent him to South America to promote the growth of cotton down there.
For goodness sake.
And of course, it wasn't a... They had an ulterior motive because the land down there could produce two crops a year. And because of the terrain, a central gin plant was not feasible. So most of the plantation owners had their own gin outfits. So that was his ultimate objective down there while showing them how to grow cotton. It was to sell them what they call a plantation outfit, where they just gin the cotton that was produced on their own plantation. And he stayed down there about a year, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back and developed a heart problem. And he died in 1944 while I was in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, his father had 10 children, 7 boys and 3 girls, and mother's parents had 10 children, 7 girls and 3 boys.
Very interesting. You must have a million cousins.
So mother's daddy had enough property that he broke up. He gave each one 500 acres of land, so that'd be 5,000 acres that he had. And so it was right out here on what is now the edge of town. So he had a tenant farmer that lived on the place and tended the crops. He financed him. And it was a regular sharecrop operation. And so when he died, mother couldn't operate it. And of course, we weren't interested in it. So we gradually sold it all off except for a 45-acre tract that the estate, mother and we two and my brother's widow now own.
Mm-hmm.
A 45-acre tract of timber out here on the edge of the city now.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 miles from town. And that was part of the original